Obviously, you know, this concept and title, Fuck You Friday, it's a little brash, Case. And to be honest, I was a little concerned. You're a successful entrepreneur. You're a successful businessman. You have a real business. And the words and the concept and the phrase, quite frankly, it scared me a little bit. And I thought it would be really important to kind of go through the origin of why you decided, why we decided, but mostly you decided to allow this to kind of be titled this way. And then we'll kind of get into our conversation today.
Yeah. So I think for where this originated was back in college, and it was through a football story with one of our strength trainers. And, you know, you go through these summer workouts, and I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about your time doing all these summer workouts. And, it's the dog days of summer, right? And what would happen is that we would all go out on Thursday nights, and 6 a.m. would come around real quickly, right? The strength coach would get furious in the corner, right? And he had this thing. So I was 18 years old. I had no idea what was going on. And
I don't know if you still know what's going on. But well, go ahead.
Sorry. That's a totally different podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, I mean, he would just scream at the top of his lungs, right. Fuck you, Friday!
Right.
And everybody would go outside, and everybody knew what was going on. And I was just kind of looking around going, what's going on? And he had this kind of sumo wrestling ring that would be set up on Friday mornings. And basically what he would do is he would pair people that he knew didn't like each other or that were competing for a starting job. Right. And basically was the point of it was, is that we're getting better on Fridays. Everybody else is taking the day off. You guys thought it was cool to go out last night, right, and thought today was just going to be a Friday. Mm-hmm. And so it really resonated with me as I kind of took my career and said, how can I apply the principles that you learn in football and do something with it? Because like for me, it was never about test scores or any of that stuff. It's how can I apply some of the best business school I ever went to was on the football field. Mm-hmm. And some of this was like this exact training. And so we kind of came up with, I told Lynn the story and I actually wrote about it. And he was like, dude, this is, more people should be talking about this. So we want to hear at some point through this, the conversation, like, what are the things that you were doing when nobody else was doing it? Right. Like to make you successful, you're doing stuff when the lights aren't on. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of what this is. The fuck you Friday is, everybody expects Friday to be a day off, third day of the weekend. San Diego's notorious for it, right? This is a beach town. And when I came down here from the Bay Area, I was like, wow, this is not what I want out of my Friday. And so it just became this mantra and we've been screaming it. So we wanted to put this together and hear about people that have really been successful and what they're doing to actually that's unique and kind of out of the spotlight.